toast that morning when those great soldiers stick their ribs.
Hello, man. Well, we have hedges there. I couldn't notice the,
I can see the fresh quiver.
He saw some
balls of lead.
So he started coming down towards me. He says, "Don't be afraid. I don't mean no harm." So I got a little closer to him, and
he started
talking something about the dog.
And then
he says, "We're friendly people, and don't mean no harm." I got to, you know, start shaking, you know, and getting scared. And by that time, I had my barn doors open, and he came again to me. He says, "Well, you want to give me the dog? We'd like to have him." I swore at him or something. Then he just turned around. He says, "Well, I'll be seeing you again." And it was a wrong object, and it seemed to be holding down the ground and went up again and go about 10 feet high and then come down again and come down to the trees there and come towards the barn again. And then all of a sudden it spun so fast around, didn't see the man there, and it zoomed right up in the air and left a big screen of smoke. A smoke or flare.
Well, that's about 3 to 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
And I didn't see no flesh. The only flesh I seen was like his face. And his flesh on his face was sort of like if you take a putty in your knife in your hand and you squeeze it like that. That's how his flesh was, you know, formed.
But
his arms were, according to his size, they were short. Well, I mean, he was all covered. He had sort of like coveralls on him. You couldn't see his hand, you know, his hands or other part of the body, but just the face and the ears.
Well,
did they cover
his hands?
Yeah, his hands. And on top of his, the gloves, sort of a round object. It was shiny objects.
On each finger?
On each finger. But, it comes by to the neck, and then the only thing he wore on his head is like a tammy.
Like a Scotsman wear?
Yeah.
What I do?
Yeah.
Well, I just shut the doors and come back home, and she started asking me questions, and I told her about it, and then...
Did you feed the dogs first before you got back in?
Before I come home, yeah. So, and as I came, tears on my eyes, and then she started talking to me again. I went upstairs, and I come downstairs. I was very upset, you know. The next morning, I got up, and I went to work. I noticed some kind of green between my fingernails. I looked at it. Oh, then I had green powder on my wrist. I noticed the green powder late in the evening, but there was something in between my fingernails. But to me, it seemed like powder. I mean, it easily washed off, and, you know, and the next morning it was sharp.